Well, good evening and welcome to another Trust the Wizards podcast, outside gig review podcast this evening with me, Kicker of Elves.
Well, you say good evening, should we not say Noslai Thar?
you might want to say that. Well, that was the voice, of course, of Trutha Garbanzo. Why are you speaking nonsense?
That's not nonsense, that's Welsh.
It's Welsh, means
good evening in Welsh.
Does it?
I thought I'd say that in tribute to who we're going to see tonight.
Okay, well, we should say perhaps who we're going to see. We're going to go and see Oiros Childs out of Gorky's Zygotic Monkey,
uh-huh.
Or erstwhile out of Gorky's Zygotic Monkey, and Simon fucking Love.
Simon, yeah, indeed. Ex of the Loves.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they're both Welsh.
And we're going to see them at Gulliver's, which I've never been to before.
Right.
I'm expecting either a very, 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 very small venue or a very, very, very large venue.
Right. And what a,
possibly with
talking horses.
Talking horses, being tied down by a series of dwarfs.
Yeah.
Well, just a usual Wednesday night out in Manchester.
Indeed.
For us then.
Now, yeah. We should apologise for the ambient noise that we have behind us. We're in one of your favourite pubs, aren't we?
We're in the fringe. We're in the fringe in Manchester,
yeah.
and we are on the fringe of Manchester because the main bit of Manchester is taken up with Tory conference, isn't it?
Oh yes, yeah. Egg the bastards, Tory scum.
Hence all the police sirens you might hear in the background, as well as the Beach Boys.
Anyway, we should say a little bit about who we're going to go and see. I'm sure all our listeners are familiar with Gorky's Zygotic Monkey. Back from the mid-90s, early 90s in fact, perhaps. I think their first album came out in 92.
Right.
And they had singles out sort of 93, that sort of thing. Do you know why they, or where the name Gorky's Zygotic Monkey comes from?
I think someone once told me that the monkey bit means monkey in Wales, in Welsh. All right.
Well, you're sort of right. Yeah. So the monkey bit.
The zygote is some kind of biological term.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, the monkey bit isn't actually Welsh, but it's transposed as if it was a Welsh word. So it's
okay.
Spelt as if it was.
I was going to say that's not how you normally spell monkey.
No. So if it was a word in Welsh, that's how it was spelled. And Gorky's, which I always thought was to do with Gorky Park. Isn't
that film?
Yeah. Well, in fact, the park.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. That's the joke.
But apparently, Gorky is a misspelling of the word Gorky, which should be Gawky, sort of
like ungainly.
Ungainly.
Lanky person.
Apparently, yeah. back when Oiros and all the other Childs were in fact children, which is when they started, because they were very young when they started.
Right.
The kind of the abuse. Or an abusive term in the playground was to call people gawks.
Right.
And that's where it comes from.
Yeah.
So it's three things put together.
So we turned that insult on its head.
I don't know if he was described as a gawk himself or whether he described people as gawks.
Oh, okay.
But that's not particularly clear.
Yeah. Like the reclamation of the word queer. You know?
If you like.
A bit like that.
Vaguely like that, yeah. So I'm a fan going back. The first album I bought actually wasn't their first album. I thought it was, but it wasn't. It turns out it's their second album, which is called Tate. I don't know if that's correct spelling.
Right.
We've actually played tracks from that on the podcast.
We have,
before.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very keen on that. And then the Bood Time, which is Food Time, I think.
Right.
If I remember rightly.
Yeah.
Which came out in 95. And then Barrafundle.
The Barrafundle Bumbler.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the one. I've got that one.
And then Gorky 5, which was their fifth album. As well. And then I kind of stopped following them, I'm afraid.
Right.
They did release quite a few more records.
Uh-huh.
But, they, you know, sort of pastoral.
I've seen them live.
Right.
But I don't really remember much about it. Being the serial attendee at Manic Street Preachers.
I'm glad you said attendee there.
And,
I was wondering where you're going.
I've seen a lot of Manic Street Preachers gigs in my time, and I've seen a lot of Super Furry Animals gigs.
Yeah.
And I've definitely seen Gorky's support the Super Furry Animals, and I think that was at Brixton Academy around about 2000.
Right.
And I'm pretty sure I've seen them support the Manics as well, but I can't think where or when.
Well, the Barrafundle album, which was kind of their big one, wasn't it? Was produced by a friend of the pod, Gorwell Owen.
Oh,
so we should say hi to Gorwell.
Oh, well, who you went to see in Wales in Anglesey a couple
of
weeks ago.
Exactly. Yeah. So he produced that one, and of course
he also produces Super Animal stuff,
exactly,
doesn't he?
Yeah. So, but we're not going to see Gorky's.
No.
We are going to go and see Oris as part of his solo tour.
Finally. Because we were supposed to see him, well, I was planning on seeing him a couple of months ago.
That's
at the Indie Tracks Festival. And you weren't there on the Sunday when he played.
So I was.
You'd gone home by now.
Well, I was there on the Sunday morning.
Oh yeah, but not when Urs Charles played.
No, but you were.
I had been intending on seeing him.
Yeah, why
but,
didn't you?
Well, they changed the timings a bit because of the rain.
Ah, right.
So he ended up playing on the indoor stage instead of the outdoor stage. Mm-hmm. So I missed him because I was watching the Leaf Library, who were excellent.
Right.
But yeah.
So you're very pleased to be able to see him now, then?
Yeah, exactly. But with us.
Oh.
But yeah. We come to see him in Manchester specifically because if we'd gone to see him in Liverpool, which is where you live,
yes,
and he's closer to me,
yeah,
then he wouldn't have had Simon Love supporting.
That's
so
true.
That is why.
That is true. So let's talk a little bit about Oirus's solo stuff, because his first solo album came out in 2006, which was Chops, which is an uh-huh. excellent album. And then a Welsh language album followed that, which Bor Da, I don't quite sure how to
right.
say it, which is also very nice. And then I kind of stopped
uh-huh.
following him then as well.
There's a pattern here, isn't there?
There is. Yeah. But I've come back because he had an album out a couple of years ago called Situation Comedy,
mm-hmm.
which I like very, very much. And that sort of put him back on my radar.
Yep.
And then he's got a single out. I don't know if you remember, we put it up on our Facebook page, I think.
Yeah.
Fruit and Veg.
Yeah, that's called. A brilliant song.
It's an
yeah.
excellent song. That's
and isn't there an album out around about now?
Or? There is. I'm yeah. hoping we can get it, actually.
Yeah.
We can play a track from that later on. So, yeah, he's got a new album called Sweetheart,
mm-hmm.
Which I think translates as Sweetheart.
Right, excellent. Good knowledge.
Yes. Yep. So, yeah, and I presume that Fruit and Veg is on that. So, yeah, really looking forward to seeing him. I'm presuming he's with a band, or not just him and the piano. Do you know?
Well, at Intertracks, I saw a bit of footage on YouTube, and he had other people with him, yeah. Other
Did
people
he?
With him, yeah.
Did
yeah.
he? Right, okay. So we're expecting a band. So,
we'll Should we play a track by him?
Yeah, well, let's play a track. But let's play a track from Gorky's, Zygotic Monkey. And I'm faffing with a bit of paper here, because I want to get the title right, because I always get it wrong. Where are we? Let's have a look. Can you remember what the song
is? Really good intro, this.
Can
really
you remember good. What it is that I wanted to
play? No.
Oh dear. Because I know you wanted to play
Diamond Dew. That's not a big favourite of mine.
Which is
yeah.
an excellent
but
song.
We're not going to play that one, are we? You're just stalling because you can't find what the name of the track is.
Fingers with xylophones. Let's play that.
Well,
So that was Gorky's I Got It Monkey, and we're still here, but we're now on to our fifth pint. And you're going to tell us a little bit about
something. Motherfuckers.
Pardon?
Yeah, well, that's the name of the song, isn't it, that we played on, I think, our second ever podcast. We played Motherfuckers by Simon Love's
Cock and Balls,
yes, as they were known back then.
Yes.
What a song that was.
And
it
is.
That was about 3 years ago, I think.
Right.
And then only this year we've finally had the album which that song is taken from. Yeah. It's called It Seemed Like a Good Idea at the Time. Simon Love is ex-singer of The Loves.
Yes.
I have a single by them called The Ex-Girlfriend that is a real favourite and would actually fit in quite well with what he's doing now, because it's very
sweary.
It's not that sweary, no. I don't think there's any swearing on that one, but it's very very caustic sense of humour.
Yeah.
And it kind of rye. W-R-Y, that word.
Yes,
yeah.
As opposed to the bread.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of his shtick, isn't it? I mean, the songs sound really nice and nicely produced, but the lyrical content tends to be fairly...
There's a twist, yeah. And it's twisted, yeah.
It's twisted, yes, okay, vitriolic, I was going to say.
Yeah, well, it's not all vitriolic, but it's all kind of... Yeah, it's not maybe not all what it's not all as it seems on the first listen.
Yeah. I like it very, very much.
But
yeah,
the album is tremendous. I'm not going to talk too much about the album because I've already written quite a long review.
Which, I didn't read it, so
which is on. Well, it's on our blog.
I should go and read
it. It's on trustthewizards.com.
Should I go and read it?
Yeah, we'll put a link to it at the bottom of this. But anyway, to cut a long story short, it is one of, if not the album of the year so far, and it's already October, so there's not long to go.
Yeah.
And it's fantastic, and that's the reason why
we have made the effort
to come to Manchester tonight and venture going near, possibly within a few miles of David Cameron himself.
The pig fucker,
Schweinsteiger. So I think we should play a song by Simon Love.
Well, first before we do, I just wanted to say that I first heard Simon Love, obviously through you on the podcast, and then actually, ironically enough, I heard him at the Indie Tracks Festival, where we didn't hear Oirás Childs, even though Oirás Childs was playing.
That's
Simon
right.
Love wasn't playing there.
No, he wasn't.
But his song was played over
the PA.
The PA, The New Adam and Eve, which is a brilliant song. But also we should point out as well that we saw a lot of Simon fucking Love t-shirts.
Yes.
And
yes.
I'm presuming that we're going to see a lot of Simon fucking Love t-shirts this evening as well.
Yeah, I'm in two minds about whether to buy one.
Right.
I mean, you can buy a t-shirt, with your bright red t-shirt with the word Simon fucking Love.
You can,
in big letters on
you
the
can,
front.
Yeah.
But there are... You know, there's limits. That does limit your chances of when you can actually wear that.
Does it?
Yeah.
Does it? I mean, yeah. I think you should just put it out there.
Yeah. Well, maybe. Anyway, it's good that you mentioned the new Adam and Eve, because we're going to play that in a minute. But it's a fantastic song, and it's kind of a really romantic song in a way, because it's basically saying how he wants everyone else to leave them alone. So it's just him and the object of the song.
And his desire.
His desire, yeah. And also, there's stuff in there, as I mentioned in the album review, which you didn't read, but other people did.
I'm glad they did.
I said, it's got kind of reminiscent, seeing as we're in Manchester, it's reminiscent of Morrissey and his double-decker bus, wishing that the double-decker bus would kill the both of us, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's romantic in that kind of way.
Yeah.
But also, there's this the second verse has just about the best lyric of the year, I think. So as we play it, listen out for the verse of the bit about the jellyfish. Okay? It's tremendous. Anyway, this is Simon Love with...
The new Adam and Eve.
I'm gonna kill somebody today and make it look like suicide. I'm gonna put a bomb on a bus and link it to how fast it drives. Cause with you, I'm alright. It's just everybody else who can fuck off and die, leaving just you and me. I'm gonna dig a hole in the road and fill it with a lot of fire. I'm gonna push your tell me a lot of knives, cause with you I'm alright. It's just everybody else who can fuck off and die, leaving just you and me, the new Adam and Eve. Fuck off and die, leaving just you and I. And then everybody else can go fuck off and die, leaving just you and I. And then everybody else can go fuck off and die, leaving just you and I. And then everybody else can go fuck off and die, leaving just you and I. And then everybody else can go fuck off and die, leaving just
Hello, and we're back after having seen Simon Love and Oirus Childs rip it up.
Rip it up, they did, and rip it up Gullivers. Rip it up Gullivers, yeah. Well, we started off the evening with Simon Love, of course,
yeah,
and his band who weren't called Simon Love's Cock and Balls.
No, what were they called?
Did he call them the Hopeless Romantics?
Something Romantics, not New Romantics.
But no. They could have been called, I was thinking, because before he told us they were called that, I was thinking they could call them the Simon Love's Cock and Balls because there were him and three others of them.
Are you saying
so,
that...
so they could, you know, one cock and two balls is what, generally speaking, most people have.
Yes, that's true. Yes. Okay.
So yeah. I guess that, you
so
know,
numerically,
he had the right number of people to call himself. But then it would be Simon Love and his cock and balls.
And somebody else's, to be honest, unless he's removed them. And
One of the songs he was talking about cutting it off, wasn't he?
He was very good. He was sporting a fantastic shirt. And it's a shame that we didn't catch him at the end because they'd already left.
Yeah.
Because I was going to ask him, where does he get that polka dot shirt from?
Maybe the same place Robin Hitchcock gets
I think so, but they're not giving it away.
He's wearing that shirt on the album cover.
He is, and they're not giving it away, are they?
No.
But they were tremendous. And actually, I was saying to you that the sound that they produce live, as you described it, a little bit rawer than on record.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Really did it for me. I thought they were superb. And I hadn't really noticed that the guitar playing was that good.
Yeah,
but it was phenomenal live.
Well, yeah, it was very good. He did some very nice lead guitar bits and pieces, didn't he? On the McCartney cover, Dear Boy.
Yeah,
there was some very good guitar playing on that.
Well, and the first song as well. The blank 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 blank, blank is a dirty word.
That's right, exactly.
And blank 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 is a dirty guitar solo.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, yeah. I think it was the second song he played, Do You Kiss Your Mother With That Mouth?
Oh, yes.
Which is a great song on the album, but I thought was,
even
again, because of the guitar, was even better live.
Yeah,
I think there was a slimmed down version of the band, from what he said, because their normal drummer wasn't there, so the guy who was playing the drums tonight is usually an additional guitarist.
Oh, right, okay.
That he mentioned,
so
didn't
even
he?
Bigger guitar sound.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, and then they finished off with the song that first attracted me to them.
Yes.
With Motherfuckers.
Yes.
And what a great version that was.
And we had a guest vocalist.
Joined by a guy called Matthew Kaufman.
Yes, who we're very familiar with.
Well, he looks familiar.
We've seen
I've
him
definitely
somewhere.
Seen him somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe we've just seen him at gigs around Manchester and Liverpool. I don't know, but I definitely recognise him from somewhere.
He thoroughly enjoyed singing the word motherfucker very, very loudly, didn't he?
And fuckers,
yes, that's true, yes.
Well, who wouldn't?
Well, we who did. We joined that? In as well, didn't we?
And of course, there was a song about Elton John as well, which is tremendous.
It is
the song written from the point of view of his short-lived wife.
Mm, female wife.
Female wife, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, most wives are female.
Well, not necessarily.
Well, they'd be...
Not these days.
No, but you don't call it your wife just because don't you're married you? To a... If two blokes get married,
yeah.
they're not husband and wife.
Are they not?
No. How would that work? they're just husband and husband.
I don't know that that's necessarily true.
Well, okay.
But anyway, just to clarify for the listener,
it's from
the
perspective... Let's drive down to Canal Street and find out.
But yeah, but it's a lovely song anyway.
It is a fantastic song, yes. Mm. Yeah. Are we going to play one of his songs?
I think we should play another one.
I know which one you want to play.
Do you?
Yeah.
Is it a dirty word?
Sucking motherfucking dirty word.
The opening track to Simon Love's album
and
set tonight, and that's called Star 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 Is a Dirty Word. And it's got, the album's called It Seemed Like a Good Idea at the Time, and it's on Fortuna Pop Records. Go and buy it now,
immediately.
Mm.
We'll buy it at the same time.
Yeah, indeed. So on to our man Oros.
Yes,
Oros. And yes. Well, that was absolutely fantastic.
It was brilliant.
It was also fantastic. What a great night's entertainment we have had.
I didn't expect him to be such an amusing raconteur.
Exactly what I was going to say. He was very engaging and very funny,
very
on
funny.
Stage in his kind of his sort of, he seemed to be making some of the stuff up, his little stories up as he was going along, I think. And
yeah.
It was very, very entertaining.
He started something that perhaps could be kick-started, a movement to get bands to play quieter.
Yes, yeah, exactly. It was a little section in the middle of sort of quieter stuff, yeah. Backing off, as he called it.
Back off.
Well,
back off,
well,
bands.
Well, if you remember a couple of bands we've seen, Lamb Chop. Mm. They play really quiet, don't they?
They did, yeah.
And Tindersticks, generally speaking,
yes.
Very, very quiet.
Yes.
Kind of suits the music, but...
Yeah. So back off.
Back off.
We're supporting
backing
that movement,
off.
Aren't we?
Yeah.
So it was him on piano.
Oh, yes. He introduced the band, so I've written down the names.
Oh, good.
You had Richard on bass.
Yes.
Stuart on drums.
Who sang as well.
Oh, yes, Stuart on drums and Mark on guitar both sang, and I think Laura on mandolin and flute sang a bit as well.
Brilliant.
The harmonies
amazing.
Were incredible. Yeah, that was one of the big highlights. The harmonies were fantastic.
Yeah.
Quite appropriately, he was wearing a very faded Beach Boys smile T-shirt, wasn't
he?
Because the harmonies were, generally speaking,
Beach Boy-esque.
In the high register.
Yes,
weren't they?
They were
quite high up.
They were.
Higher than I could
see. So tremendous vocals.
Yeah.
Funny stories between songs. And then, of course, what songs? I mean,
we
had a great range of stuff there, didn't
and
we?
And he introduced lots of the songs by saying, this is a song, there was one song about a man who falls in love with a woman on horseback. That was the opening tune.
That's correct.
There was a man who falls in love with his smartphone.
Yes.
There was a man who falls in love with a ghost.
Indeed.
And there was, yeah. There
and
was,
and yeah. other stuff.
And other stuff, yes, and other stuff as well. There was a little country section I enjoyed hugely.
Yeah, I thought you would, yes.
Yeah. And there was a song called Bad Boy Billy.
Yes.
Or possibly Billy Bad Boy.
That was very funny when he set that up, wasn't he? Because he said this is about Bad Boy Billy who escapes up a mountain, or tries to escape up a mountain, having a huge pregnant pause.
Yeah.
Killed his wife and children.
Yeah, that was good, yeah. I got a big laugh.
It did.
Yeah. That was a bit country, and it's a bit in the middle where it says Billy woke up in his prison cell and heard the bell outside.
Ah, and what then, a moment that
what
was.
What a moment that was. And then your man, Stuart, on the drums, he sort of did a couple of taps on a cymbal.
Well, hang on. It was set up, wasn't it? You were set up by saying this is perhaps the finest atmospheric moment ever played on a single cymbal, and it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to hear it.
Yep.
I mean, he talked it up, and it didn't let us down. No.
I think he might be right. Yeah. And
but so good was it that after he'd gone, ting.
Wait, ting ting to be precise.
Oh, ting ting. I beg your pardon.
Two tings.
He ran to the front of the stage and high-fived much of the audience.
The front row. Yeah.
And then because it was that good, there was a shout from the back of Encore.
Yeah.
He did it again. I think, to be fair, he would have continued to do it if the band hadn't restarted.
Yes, I know, yeah. But I wrote down a couple of, one in particular, a lyric that I noticed, which I'd like to share with the listener. If I had a monkey, I'd shit in his shoes.
Yes.
Well, you know, how many times have we all thought that?
Yeah, it's funny because it's true.
Yeah, but I'm not sure if he meant I'd shit in the monkey's shoes, or he's talking about a different person, a third person. If I had a monkey, I'd shit in his shoes.
Oh, I see.
That guy over there.
He did tell us a nice thing about the song that he has to play. He's contractually obliged to play, which also involved a monkey.
Yes.
Because he described it very much as the monkey on his back.
Indeed, yes.
But he got a little bit embarrassed there because there was some people in the audience were suggesting that the monkey was doing other things.
Yeah, possibly his wife. Yeah.
It was very good. And what else have you written down? Any songs? Because we played quite a lot of the new album.
Quite a lot of the new album. Yeah. Have you got you've got your vinyl copy?
I have.
I've got my CD copy, but yours has got a bigger.
So
we
definitely had Fruit and Veg, which was tremendous.
Yeah.
As well. Machine.
Yeah. Julia Sky.
Yes.
Which was very good. That was one of the more gentle ones.
Sweetheart, which was sort of the more gentle one. Wordless one.
It had lots of beautiful R's and harmonies in it.
It did. And Lady Caroline was the standout really for the harmonies.
It was, yeah, and that was kind of the end of it. You know what it made me think of, some of those slower ones, made me think of our good friends, and we've played on the pod quite a lot of times, Soft Hearted Scientists.
Yes, there was that feel.
Had me thinking of them.
Well, there's a Welsh pastoral feel to it all, isn't there? Although, at times, very much rock and roll piano.
Yeah, well, the up-tempo ones put me in mind more than anything of 70s David Bowie.
Mm.
I'm thinking of songs like Watch That Man and Oh You Pretty Things, where it's got that very sort of on the beat piano, rhythm piano, I guess you'd call it. Or I don't know much Roxy Music, but what's that first song they had?
It's like he's in the room.
That one, you know, it's a famous one.
Victoria, Virginia Plain.
That's the one, that one.
Not Victoria
Plain. Which is, I don't know much Roxy Music stuff, because they were shit in the 80s, which is when I first came across them, so I've kind of avoided them mostly, but I quite like that one.
Eno era.
And that one sounded, the piano playing sounds a bit like that.
Yeah. But again, great guitar playing. We had some superb stuff on guitar, and at various points he really did rip up, and there's one bit when he was playing with his back mostly to the audience, where he used to get sort of a lot of feedback from the amp. That was brilliant.
He did well with that. Anything about the guitarist that concerned you in any way?
Big hair.
Yes, but I'm
jealous of that, obviously.
One thing I noticed, he did have a nice old mop top going on up there, but he had a V-neck jumper on, and he didn't take it off.
Okay.
And
that upset you, did it?
Well, when I was a kid, my dad used to say to me, and now he says this to his grandkids, my kids, he says, put some slippers on, you're making my feet cold. And I never understood what he meant until tonight, where I saw that man wearing the V-neck.
Yeah.
and not taking it off. Yeah. And it made me feel hot. It really made me feel hot. The guy himself, Mark, he wasn't sweating at all. He looked quite comfortable.
Very cool. Yeah. A cool customer, yeah.
So he's obviously, maybe he's Egyptian or something. He comes from a very warm climate.
Or cold-blooded.
What, like a reptile?
That's what I'm suggesting.
No, I think that's unlikely.
We should say that they played a cover version.
They did.
Which nobody in the audience seems to recognise. I certainly didn't, did you?
Bicycle of Bees was the name of the song.
It's a great song.
It's an amazing song, yeah.
It's like a psychedelic 60s type song, isn't
and,
it?
And by a band, I think he said Let Us Pray, or possibly Lettuce Pray.
Yes, I'm hoping it's lettuce, as in the vegetable.
Yeah, pray. Well, yeah, and I'm hoping it's Prey, spelt as in Predator prey, that
good.
Kind of prey. That would
so
be good.
The lettuce
good.
Yeah. Prey, yeah.
Yeah. Lettuce prey. Mm. That would be a good name for a band. well, it is a band, in fact.
It is.
They also played a song I know you're a big fan of, That's Better.
Yes, that's right.
I'm not so familiar with that song, but it's kind of stopped and then it went really slow and then it sped up, a bit like Come On Eileen.
Yes, it does do that.
The record does that,
does it? Yeah, it does, yeah.
Well,
that
bit was fantastic.
Yeah.
Absolutely brilliant.
No, they were superb and played for a good hour and a half, I'd say.
Loads of
songs.
And we might mention the last song as well. I really enjoyed that one. It was a good old-fashioned rock and roll song, which appeared to be called Roogie Boogie.
And why not?
Is that one of his songs, or is that a cover, do you know?
I don't know. It's not on the new album, so it must be an older song.
It could have been, you know, one of these old songs like, you know, We're Barefoot and one of those 50s or 60s songs. I don't think it is. I think it's his song. But
it was great.
It's kind of...
The whole thing was great. And he's playing in Liverpool tomorrow. I might go again.
Well, you know, no Simon Love, but I mean, well worth seeing anyway.
Yeah,
well worth seeing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So should we finish with a song then?
Yes.
I think we
should play one of this new album.
Yes. Well, let's play for. I mean, you know, we're recording this on an iPhone, so I think it perhaps is appropriate that we play it for everybody out there who's in love with their mobile phones and devices. This is Urush Child, and it's called Machine.
Yeah.